好，非常高兴今天在这里啊，传讲神的信息。
And I am Chinese, but I was born in America in Seattle.
我是华人，但是是生在西雅图，华人家庭。
Born in America.
我妈妈是生在美国。
Was born in America.
然后我妈妈的妈妈也是生在美国。
So.My grandmother's house eating apple pie and tuna fish casserole.
所以我在我外婆家吃的都是美国人的东西 ,tuna fish casserole.
So I know more Spanish than Chinese.
所以我知道的西班牙语比我知道的英语还要多。
Maybe a few poisson words.
可能只能说一点点几句话。Hi, Doy.
This is my wife, Jenny.
这是我太太 Jenny.
And my son, Kyle.
我儿子 Kyle.
And Kyle is actually visiting from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Kyle 是从 Little Rock, Arkansas 过来。
And he's a freshman there.
他是一年级的新生。
Studying finance.
他学习的是金融。
And he's also on the wrestling team.
他是在学校的摔跤队。我们来讲神的信息。我开始先给大家讲一个故事。
And it's about a 17-year-old, Joni Erickson.
这个故事是讲的是一个17岁的女孩，她的名字叫 Joni Erickson.
A graduating senior.
她是高中马上毕业。
She was healthy, athletic, and on the move.
他是非常的健康非常的有运动天赋，然后充满了活力。
Because she was soon to enter college studying to be physical therapy.
他很快就要上大学去学士，学的是理疗师。
And she was hoping, she was going to join the swimming team and hoping to make the Olympics.
他会将要加入学校的游泳队他有参加奥运的梦想。
But all of her dreams disappeared one hot July.
但是她所有的梦想都在一个七月炎热的一天结束了。
She was at the lake swimming with her friends.
她在一个湖里头和她的朋友们一起游泳。
And she was on the dock.
她在那个码头上。
And she.Decided to dive into the water, but she didn't know how shallow it was.
她决定是头先下，跳水跳到湖中，但是她不知道水的深浅。
And when she dived, she hit her head on the ground, the bottom of the floor.
所以跳下去的时候，她的头撞到了湖底。
And she crushed her spine, severed her nerves.
所以她。压迫损坏了他的那个脊椎骨他的那个神经也得到破坏。
And at that, this is what she said at that time, I heard or felt a loud electric buzzing.
这就是他说的，当时他感觉好像听到一种电流的嗡嗡声音。
An unexplainable inner sensation.
是一种说不出来的一种感觉。
It was something like an electrical shock.
就好像是被电击一样。
Combined with a vibration like a heavy metal spring being suddenly and sharply uncoiled.
好像是个电击，并且有能到听到一些震动，就好像一个非常粗的个金属的弹簧突然被松开的感觉。
Its spring perhaps muffled by the water.
这个弹簧松开的声音可能在水里头有点给闷住了。
Yet it wasn't really a sound or even a feeling, just a sensation.
所以呢，它不是真正的一个声音，但是呢，是就是一种特别的一种感觉。
I felt no pain.
他说我感觉不到任何的痛。
Sadly, she didn't feel her arms or her legs.
不幸的是， 她没有其他任何的感觉，她感觉不到她的手和她的脚。
She was now a quadrupedic.
她从那时候开始就是四肢瘫痪的人。
Once on the move, now she would be forever stuck in a wheelchair.
曾经她是活力四射，但是从此以后她就会困在那个轮椅上。
Most of us have never experienced paralysis like Joni Erickson.
我们中间的绝大部分人可能都没有经历过瘫痪的感觉。
But I think we can all relate to a time when we felt stuck in life.
但是我们可以能够想到我们生命中间某一个时候我们也是困在某一个地方不能前行。
Moving forward toward our goals or aspirations.
我们不能走向我们的目标我们的愿望。
But stagnant, even perhaps going backward.
而是停止不前甚至会往后退。
Something is holding us back.
有什么东西在阻止我们向前。
It could be our circumstances.
可能是我们的环境。
Perhaps other people or ourselves.
可能是因为别的人，甚至可能是因为我们自己。
So today from Mark chapter 2, we are going to talk about getting unstuck.
所以今天在马可福音第二章我们要讲的一个信息就是我们怎么样从这个停止不前之中向前走。
Hope is that we will continue to move on in our lives.
我们希望我们能在我们的生命中能够继续向前。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 2.
让我们一起来看马可福音第二章。
And let me set the scene for you.
我来告诉大家当时的场景是什么样子的。
Imagine you have a chronic illness.
假如你有一个慢性的疾病
some type of disease,
某一种病
maybe leprosy or you're blind,
或者是大麻风病或者是你是瞎眼的看不见
that is preventing you from enjoying life.
而这些事情是能够不让你能够享受生活
You can't work.
因为你的残疾，你不能工作。
You can't find a spouse.
你找不到配偶。
You are stuck in life.
你就是在生活中间就卡在那里，停止不前。
And nothing can help you except a miracle from God.
你什么事情、什么东、任何东西都帮不了你，除非一个神迹。
So if you heard.Of a man who is healing the lepers, making the blind see, the crippled walk. Wouldn't you go to see that person?
但是如果你听到有一个人，他能够让大麻风的人康复，能让瞎眼的人看见，让瘫子的人重新走路，你难道不想去找这个人，去见这个人，看他能不能帮助你呢？
Now he had that reputation.
耶稣正在行这样的神迹，他的名声已经传出来了。
So imagine, there are people now seeking after Jesus, wanting to be healed.
所以你可以想象，有很多人都来找耶稣，想要得到医治。
The house that he was staying at was crowded with people.
耶稣所住的那个房子里头挤满了人。
Inside the house, standing room only.
房子里面只能站着，没有坐的地方。
They're listening to him preach.
大家都在听他讲道。
There was a line and crowd outside of his house.
就是房子外面也是挤满了人。
And that's what we see going on in verse 2.
然后我们在第四节看到了这个。
Now,In verse 2, we see that there is a paralyzed man, and he is being carried by four men, and they're entering into the scene.
第二节开始讲到有一个摊子，有另外四个人抬着来到了现场。
And we're saying, and if you saw these men, I mean, the man's paralyzed and he's being carried by four men, perhaps they have some type of mat with a stick in front of it and a stick in back of it, and each of them are holding a stick, a side of the stick.
你可以想象当时的场景，这个人躺在那个褥子上，褥子的四个角可能是挂在两根柱子上，两根棍子上，然后有四个人扛的抬到那个这个地方。如果你看到这个场景的时候，你一定会说你来晚了，你根本进不去，挤满了人。
There's no way you're gonna cut through the crowd.
你没有办法从人堆里头挤过去到前面。
But then they came up with this ingenious plan.
然后他们有一个非常天才的想法。
They went up the roof.
他们从屋顶上下去。
And that is actually very doable.
其实在当时这个是比较容易 做到的。
Because at this time in this location, the roofs were flat.
因为在当时那个时代，在巴勒斯坦这个地方，这个房子的屋顶是平的。
And actually, the roofs were used as another space.
因为这个房顶啊，实际上用来一个作为另外一个空间。
Sometimes for storage.
有时候是用来储藏物品的。
Sometimes they slept there when it got too hot inside the house.
有时候就是天热的时候，屋里太热的时候，他们就到屋顶上去睡觉。
And the roofs, and a lot of the roofs had stairs for access.
所以很多的屋顶呢是有楼梯可以走上去的。
So the men easily got on the roof.
所以那些人就很容易的就到了屋顶上。
And roofs were made of wood and mud.
所以这个屋顶呢，可能就是木头还有泥土。泥灰。
So it was easy for them to dig a hole out of the roof.
所以其实并不难，在屋顶上挖一个洞。
And imagine that as Jesus is preaching, he starts to see dirt fall down.
你可以想象耶稣在讲到啊，突然之间头顶上那个泥灰都往下落。
And the paralyzed man is being lowered down.
而那个摊子被吊着往下放下来。
And he's still on his mat.
他还睡在他那个褥子上。
Now, if you were the paralyzed man, or put yourself in the shoes of the paralyzed man.
那现在你想象一下，你就是那个摊子。
What would you be thinking?
你会怎么想？
Would you be embarrassed?
你是不是会觉得比较不自在，比较羞愧？
Because you're interrupting Jesus' sermon, and all the eyes are looking at you as you're coming down the roof.
因为你在打断耶稣的讲道，所有人眼睛都看着你从屋顶上掉下来。
Or would you be scared, thinking Jesus and the whole and the crowded room, everybody's going to be mad at you.
也许你会害怕，因为你可能觉得耶稣或者房间里的其他人都会很生气。
Or would you be filled with hope, thinking this is my shot?
或者你想的，你当时是充满了希望，因为这是你唯一的希望，唯一的机会。
Well, let's see how Jesus responds to this.
我们来看看耶稣是怎么样来回应的。
In verse 5,
第五节,
when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, Son, your sins are forgiven.
当耶稣看到了他们的信心，他就跟那个摊子说，小子，你的罪被赦免了。
Do you think that's what the paralyzed man wanted to hear?
你觉得这是那个摊子想要听到的话吗？
Or do you think that was like a punch to the gut?
还是你觉得这个好像是要害的中间被打了一拳？
you ever maybe perhaps tell a fellow Christian brother or sister your problems, and then they just say, "Oh, I'll pray for you."
也许你跟你的基督徒的兄弟姐妹分享你的困境，他们只是说，好，我会为你祷告的。
And you're thinking, "Oh, that's nice, but it doesn't really help."
你会说啊，这个很好，但是这解决不了我的问题。
Well, perhaps that's what the paralyzed man was thinking.
也许这就是那个瘫子当时在想的。
Okay, my sins are forgiven, but look at me, Jesus.
他说，他可能在想，是哦，好，我的罪得到赦免，但是耶稣，你看看我现在。
I came here for healing.
我来是为了得到医治。
Joni Erickson, she talks about there was a time right after she was paralyzed.
Joni Erickson, 她讲她在瘫痪之后的一段时间。
Where she went to every healing crusade she could go to.
她每次有一个医治的布道大会，她都要去参加。
She had the elders of her church pray over her.
她让教会的长老为她祷告。
Anoint her head with oil.
在她头上抹油为她祷告。
For healing.
为了医治。
But nothing happened.
但是没有什么任何事情改变。
She said that after her third healing crusade and nothing happened, she became very discouraged.
所以她说她参加了三次医治布道大会，然后没有得到医治之后呢，她就觉得非常的沮丧。
She says that she became so discouraged one day one morning she didn't even want to get out of bed.
她说她是如此的灰心丧气，有一天早上她都不想起床。
If I'm paralyzed, what's the use?
她说我瘫痪了，我不能走，我起床又有什么用？
So she said she stayed stuck in bed that whole day.
所以她整天就躺在床上没起来。
And that next day.
第二天还是这样。
And that entire week.
接下去整个一个星期，她就在床上没有离开床。
How many of you can relate perhaps to the paralyzed man and to Joni?
我们下面有谁能够想到过自己也曾经有类似于那个瘫子或者Joni那样的情况？
When you know there's something wrong with you.
你知道你有一个问题。
Something messed up about your circumstances.
你的环境也不好。
Some brokenness.
你有一些破碎的东西。
Some unfulfilled desire.
有没有满足的愿望？
And you ask God.
你跟神求。
Please God, help me.
神啊，你帮助我。
Help me find a job.
让我能找到工作。
Help me find a spouse.
让我能找到配偶。
Help me with this illness.
让我这个病能够好。
But nothing happens.
但是什么事情都没有发生。
And you're stuck.
你就被困在那里。
You can't move on.
你不能向前。
Well, what would Jesus have to say to all this?
想象一下耶稣对这种情况他会怎么说。
Child, your sins are forgiven.
耶稣是说，小子，你的罪被赦免了。
Think about that.
停下来想一想。
What Jesus is saying to us.
耶稣在这里跟我们说的是。
That we have been freed from the bondage of sin.
我们从此从罪的捆绑之中得到释放。
And all of the shame and guilt that comes from it.
我们不再有罪的负罪感和羞愧。
We are now right in God's eyes.
我们在神的眼中为正。
So we are not destined to eternal damnation, but now we are moving towards eternity with God and all the saints.
我们不再走向那个 永远的咒诅，我们能够走到神永远的国度和神 和他的圣徒在一起。
Hearing those words should be freeing.
听到这样的话能够让你得到自由解脱。
Because Jesus has set us loose from sin.
因为耶稣让我们从罪中间得到释放。
Again, though, we ask the question.
但是我们还要问这个问题。
How come so many believers are stuck?
但是还是有那么多的信徒，他们被困在那里，停止不前。
We don't feel like we're moving forward.
我们不觉得我们在向前走。
We can't get rid of our bad habits.
我们不能改正我们那个坏习惯。
We're not growing spiritually.
我们不在属灵上成长。
Because though we hear those words, we have a hard time believing it.
虽然我们听到了你的罪得到赦免，但是我们说实在的不是很相信。
The religious rulers at that day didn't believe it.
那些属灵上的那些领袖们在当天也不相信这一点。
Look at Mark 2:6.
我们看马可福音的第二章第六节。
Now, some of the teachers of law were sitting there.
当时有一些文士也坐在房子中间。
They were thinking to themselves.
他们自己对自己说。
Why does this fellow talk like that?
这个人为什么要这样说话呢？
He's blaspheming.
他是在说健忘的话。
Who can forgive sins but God alone?
谁能赦免人的罪呢？除非是神才能这样子做。
In other words, they're saying, "You're lying, Jesus. We don't believe you."
换句话，他们是在说，耶稣，你在说谎，我们不相信你。
They don't believe that Jesus has the authority to forgive sins.
他们不相信耶稣，他有赦免罪的权柄。
Does anybody have a Tesla here in church?
这个教会我们有没有谁开的是 Tesla? Somebody has, but he's not here today.
All right. Well, imagine he was, and he parked his Tesla in the parking lot.
我们假定他今天在这里，他把车停在停车场，教会的停车场。
And me, you know, driving a Honda Odyssey, I backed out.
我开我的 Honda。Odyssey, 我倒车。
And I smashed that Tesla.
我的车猛撞，后面倒回去的时候撞到那个 Tesla。
And you know how expensive Teslas are to fix.
你们可能不知道这个 Tesla 你要修一修的话是多贵。
And I felt real bad about it.
我当然感觉很不好。
But another church member.
教会。
He sees this.
教会有一个教会的一个弟兄，他看到了。
And he says, "Oh, don't worry about it. He'll be okay."
他会说他，然后他说啊，不用，没关系，没关系的。他这个他不会在乎的。
So I drive off happily because I don't have to pay for it.
所以我就很高兴的把车开了，因为我不需要赔。
Now, do you think the man who owns that Tesla would be happy about that?
你觉得文豪他会很高兴吗
？You say you have no right to say that.
不是文豪，这个人可能他会说，你没有权利说这个话，这不是你的车。
And that's what they're saying to Jesus.
他们那些文士，他们也是在说同样的话，对耶稣说。
You have no right to speak for God.
你没有这个权柄和这个权利替神说话。
So, Jesus knows what they are thinking.
耶稣当然知道他们在想什么。
And this is how he responds in verse 9.
在第九节，耶稣这样回复他们。
He says, "Which is easier to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat and walk'?"
耶稣问他们，哪样更容易呢？是说你的罪赦了？还是说起来拿起你的褥子行走，哪样更容易？
Which is easier?
哪样更容易？
It's obvious.
很明显。
To say your sins are forgiven, that's easier, right?
说你的罪得赦免了，很容易说，很简单。
Because that's not verifiable.
因为这个没有办法验证。
Maybe it did happen, maybe it didn't happen.
可能发生了，可能没有发生。
But it's harder to say, get up and take your mat and go.
但是要说起来，拿起你的褥子行走，这个就不容易了。
Because in order to believe that, you have to see it. You have to see it to believe it.
因为这个可以验证，人家要相信的话，首先要看到这个发生了。
So Jesus wants to know that he has the authority to forgive sins.
耶稣想让人知道。他有赦免罪的权柄。
So he says in verse 11, I tell you, get up and take your mat and go home.
所以在十一节，耶稣说，我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。
He got in verse 12, he got up, took his mat and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying,We have never seen anything like this.
十二节说，那人起来，立刻拿着褥子，当众人面出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀于神，说，我们从来没有见过这样的事情。
By showing the people that he had the power to heal that man, he verified his first statement.
他通过显示给众人看，他有这个能力来医治那个瘫子，他也同时证实了他前面所说的话。
If God gave him the power to heal people, then God also gave him the power to speak on his behalf and forgive sins.
因为如果神给了他这个能力，能够医治那个瘫子，神同样也给了他的能力，替神说你的罪。得到赦免了。
We're not just believing in mere words, but we're believing in a man Jesus who has been verified.
我们不仅仅是听耶稣说的话，我们信的是耶稣这个人，他所做的事情已经得到了证实。
Why did people believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead on the third day?
为什么我们相信耶稣在死后第三天从死里复活？
Why did the New Testament believers believe in that?
为什么我们新约的教会、新约的圣徒、新约的信徒都相信这一点？
Because they saw it.
因为当时他的门徒看到了。
It was verified.
所以这个是有确据的。
Just not a story.
这不是人听人家讲的一个故事。
So we can believe that our sins are forgiven.
有时候我们不相信我们自己的罪已经得到赦免。
Because Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay the penalty of that sin.
但是耶稣已经在十字架上为我们的罪付了代价。
And was resurrected on the third day.
他在第三天从死里复活。
What is our greater need for our back to be healed or for our sins to be forgiven?
我们最大的需要是什么？我们的腰能够恢复，还是我们的身病能得到医治？
What is the greater miracle?
最大的神迹是什么？
Well, actually, modern medicine today can do a lot what God did back in the New Testament days. True?
大家应该意识到今天的医学的发达能够做很多当时耶稣所做的事情，比如说医治。
Can back surgery heal the back?
这个背部的手术能不能医治这个有问题的背呢？
Can modern medicine heal the blind?
这个今天的现代医学能不能让瞎子复明？
How many people have had cataract surgery?
有没有谁做过那个白内障的手术？
Were you once blind?
你他说他自己也做过，曾经是看不见的。
And who made you see? The doctor.
谁让你重新看见复明？医生，他给你做了手术，你今天能看到。
Now with modern medicine, can it make you hear?
现在今天的医学，原来你听不见的，他让你能够听见。
But all of modern medicine and even the miracles of Jesus, as far as healings, leprosy, those are just all band-aids.
但是我们要知道，就是今天的医学能够做的这些事情，甚至包括当初耶稣所做的，比如说医治大麻风的人，使人瞎子能看见，这些实际上都是创口贴
temporary，
因为它是暂时性的。
Not to say it's not important for God to heal your back or to take away your cancer，
我并不是说神医治你，让你瞎子看见，让你的癌症都要医治，这些东西不重要，我不是这么说。
Or to give you a job，
或者是让你找到一个工作。
Or to give you a spouse，
或者赐给你一个配偶。
But remember, those things are temporary。
但是要记住，所有的这些东西都是暂时的。
Because on this side of heaven, God did not.Intend for us to live forever.
因为在天堂的这一边，我们今天活在这个世界上，神并不想让我们在这个世界上永远的活下去。
Even if he healed my back, it's gonna grow old. Arthritis is gonna set in.
就是神医治了我的背，但是随着年龄的增加，我的背，我的骨头也会变软。有一天。这个关节的病，关节炎也会发，我最后还是不能行走。
If he gives you a new job or a job promotion, there's only a window for that.
他可能是给我一个工作，或者让我得到一个升职，但是只是一个短时间的事情。
Till one young whippersnapper takes it away from you.
是，就这个只是短时的，很快来一个更厉害的一个年轻人，把你的这个职位拿走了。
This is what I'm saying, the greatest thing that God could ever do for us has already been done for us at the cross.
我要跟大家说的是，神能为我们做的最重要的事情，他已经在十字架上做了。
He can't do anything better or greater than that.
他今天不会做更大的、更好的事情为我们做。
The cross gives us forgiveness and entrance into the kingdom of God.
那个十字架给了我们罪的赦免，给了我们走进天堂的路径。
And that is for eternity.
这是为了永久。
So when we begin to understand that this life will always be imperfect,
当我们开始来认识到我们今生在这个世界上，我们的生活永远都不会是完美的。
But what God has in store for us, that's when the perfect will come.
但是神为我们预备的，就是那个将来的那个完美的东西。
Then we can move on in life.
如果我们认识到这一点的话呢，我们就可以继续往前走。
How many of you people feel like you're stuck in the past?
有没有多少人，或者我们中间有没有人认为我们好像是困在过去之中？
How many of you are longing for those days when your children were so cute?
你们中间有很多人，是不是在想有一天孩子会很可爱、很听话
？And they love you so much and say, "Daddy."
他们非常的爱你，说爸爸。
And now you don't even see him anymore.
其实你今天你都看不到他们了。
How many, when we start thinking about what God has in store for us in eternity, we start dwelling on the future so we can live more in the present.
所以当我们想到神为我们预备了将来的美好，我们不在现在过去之中，我们向往的是将来。
than being bound by our past.
我们不再被过去给束缚住捆绑。
We learned this concept in wrestling.
我们在跟人摔跤的时候学会了这个概念。
That when you're losing in a wrestling match,
当你在摔跤那个比赛中间你是在处于下风的时候。
And your opponent has taken you down.
你的对手把你压在下面的时候。
Or perhaps you made a mistake.
或许你犯了一个错误，刚刚犯了个错误。
You can't keep on thinking about, oh, how I messed up.
你不能想，哦，糟糕了，我这个前面做错了。
Or I'm losing now.
或者说我在想，哎呦，我现在是处下风。
But immediately you have to think, what's the next best thing?
你想的是，接下去我要做的最好的是什么？
What's the next best move?
接下来第二好的是什么？
Joni Erickson started to do.
这就是前面讲到了 Joni Erickson 他做的，他要做的是最好的没有拿到，做第二最好的自由。
She lost her hands, but she didn't lose her creativity or ability to paint.
她手不能用，但是她并没有失去她的创造力，她的艺术能力，那个画画的能力。
She started to learn how to paint with her teeth.
她学会了用牙齿咬着那个画笔
，Because she couldn't paint with her hands.
因为最好的用手来画，她已经没有了，她做不到。
But that was the next best thing for her.
这个对她来说，这是第二好的、次优的事情。
Now, she had a hard life.
她的日子很艰难。
She had to wear a leg bag.
他腿上要一直是带着一个袋子。
Paralyzed from the shoulders down, totally paralyzed.
从肩膀以下，他是完全的瘫痪。
But at the age of 31,
但是31岁的时候
，she became Joni Erickson Tada.
31岁的时候，他的名字改成 Joni Erickson Tada.
Married a Japanese man.
他有一个日本的丈夫。
Now, even though she got married, it's not like they lived happily ever after.
虽然她结婚了，但并不是说从此享受幸福的生活，不是的。
For one, her husband entered into depression.
一件事情就是她丈夫得了抑郁症。
His name is Ken.
她丈夫的名字叫 Ken.
And he didn't realize the responsibilities of taking care of quadriplegic.
她结婚以前并没有完完全全的意识到来照顾一个四肢瘫痪的人的责任。
He had to bathe her and take care of her leg bag.
她要给她洗澡，要她换她下面那个袋子。
He had to feed her.
喂她吃饭。
He said he began to feel trapped by his marriage.
她自己觉得这个她的婚姻是把她
But then at the same time, felt guilty because she was in such a worse situation.
但是同时她有一种负罪感，她说我虽然很艰难，但是她知道她妻子是更艰难。
And he knew that he was the one who chose this relationship.
她知道是她自己选择了这个婚姻。
And there was a season when Joni experienced intense pain from her accident.
曾经有一段时间，这个 Joni 她感受到非常厉害的痛，因为有一个交通事故。
And she was not pleasant to be around.
她就是脾气也比较大，在她旁边也不是非常好。
So their marriage was full of troubles.
所以当时的婚姻状态也是很糟糕的。
And then later in life, they got in a car accident, and she had a broken leg from it.
她曾经就是交通事故，他的脚骨折断掉。
And then in 2005, I believe she had stage 3 breast cancer.
2005年的时候，她有第三期的乳腺癌。
2011, that cancer reappeared.
2011年的时候，这个乳腺癌又复发。
But here they are now at the age of 72, and they survived.
现在你看，他已经72岁，他们现在还在继续。
They're still together.
他们还在一起。
Because this side of heaven, it's always what's the next best thing.
因为天堂的这一面只是第二最好的事情。
That's always what we need to remember.
这就是我们一直需要记住的一点。
Because when your hope is in the return of Jesus,
因为如果你的希望在主耶稣再来，
and we understand where our destination is, we can always move on.
因为我们知道我们的最终的归宿在哪里，所以我们能够继续向前。
So let me ask you, what's the next best thing for you, for your life now?
所以现在我问大家，在你的生活中间，最第二好的这个事情是什么？
There's no perfect church.
没有完美的教会。
No perfect community.
没有完美的社区。
But what's the next best thing that you can do to help the brothers and sisters in this church?
但是第二好的这件事情，次优的这件事情是，你要怎么样来做，来帮助这个教会的弟兄姐妹们。
If God has placed you here, there's something you can do.
神把你放在这个教会，那一定是你能够做一些事情，你可以做。
There's no perfect job.
没有一个完美的工作。
But what's the next best thing you can do?
但是接下来第二好的这件事情，在工作方面你能做什么？
To be a witness at your workplace.
你要在你的职场做见证。
To show others that you have the joy of the Lord.
让旁边的人看到你有从神那里来的喜乐。
And that even though you have a bad boss,
哪怕是你有一个很不好的老板，
You're ultimately working for the Lord and not for men.
你最终是为主在做，而不是在为神为人做。
If you're struggling with godliness,
如果你对圣洁生活在这个为这个事情挣扎，
What's the next best thing you can do?
你能够做的第二好的事情是什么？
To pursue holiness,
就是尽力来追求过圣洁的生活。
If we live this life expecting it to be perfect,
如果我们在这个世界上生活，我们希望我们的生活是完美的话，
we will always be stuck in the past.
那我们一定会陷在过去之中。
But if we're expecting a better country,
但是如果我们希望的是那个更美的家园，
Then let's move on.
那我们必须向前继续走。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear gracious Father, we thank you for the encouragement from this passage we read. We pray that we would listen to your spirit and see what areas we need to move on in. We thank you that we have your forgiveness and your presence through the Holy Spirit and your energy and power so that we can live in obedience and in faith so that we can move on. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.